This will be the audio recording for Aeneid Book 2, lines 604 to 611. Okay, so starting with aspice, namque, indeed, look. Omnem nubem eripiam, I will rip away all the cloud, all the mist, all the fog. Quae obducta. All right, so this abducta, it's feminine. The quai is feminine because it's going back with that nubem, which is feminine. Which drawn over, tibi tuenti, protecting you. So you had a perfect passive participle, and now you've got a present active, tuenti, protecting you. Visus mortales habitat. Dulls your mortal vision, dulls mortal views. Umida carecum caligat. So again, this umida is describing the nubim, just like obducta. All right, moist, it caligat, it darkens. Carecum, around. So that carecum, it could be like around you. Tu ne teme. So notice the poetic negative imperative here. Normally we see noli or nolite plus the infinitive. But here you see ne plus the positive imperative. And this is just something that you tend to see in poetry. So do not fear. Do not be afraid of. Qua usa parentis. Any orders of your parent. So that qua there is really aliqua. Okay, so some orders, any orders. Neu recusa. And again, rather than noli recusare, you've got neu recusa. Nor refuse. Parere praeceptis. To obey her instructions, her orders. And so that praeceptis there is dative because it's going with pareo, parere. All right. Hic, here. All right, so notice the macron. This is not this. This is hic. This is here. Ubi vides, where you see. Moles disjectas. All right, so moles is burdens, masses, heaps, and these heaps have been scattered. So you see scattered heaps. Quae saxa, and rocks, avulsa saxis, torn from rocks. Okay, so basically it's like the buildings and the foundations, things where the rocks are normally stacked up neatly, they've been ripped apart. So you see scattered heaps and rocks, torn from rocks. Quae fumam undante, undantem, and smoke, and it's called undantem. Rolling, swelling smoke. Mixto pulvere, with the dust stirred up. Neptunus quatit. Okay, so Neptune shakes, he scatters the muros. The walls and the fundamenta, the foundations, emota, moved away, the moved away foundations. And what does he shake the walls and the foundations with? Magno tridenti, with his great trident, with his big trident. Quae eruit, and he tears up the totum urbem, the whole city, a sedibus, from its seats. Again, the sedibus there is kind of more of like from its foundations. Okay, so the first God that she is showing him is Neptune. Now, why would Neptune have such a problem with Troy? So there's an old myth of Neptune having built the walls of Troy, and then the king of Troy never paying him for those walls, never giving him the sacrifices and the kind of reimbursement that he was promised. And so Neptune has been holding a grudge against Troy for a while. So that could explain part of his participation here. Okay, so go back all the way to first sense unit. So look, indeed, I will rip away the whole cloud, all the cloud, which drawn over protecting you dulls your mortal vision, which dewy darkens around you. Do not fear any orders of your parent, nor refuse to obey her instructions here, where you see scattered heaps and rocks torn away from rocks and the swelling smoke with the dust having been stirred up. Neptune shakes the walls and the moved foundations with his great trident, and he tears up the whole city from its seats.